Mad Marv's Notebook for August 9th, Dog Days of Podcasting 2024. Well, it's almost 11 o'clock here, and I just remembered that I should record something. I keep meaning to record this earlier, but I end up putting it off for one reason or another. Today I was getting ready for a photo shoot I have tomorrow morning and packing my bags. It's going to be not exactly a sunrise shoot, but close enough, so I have to have my bag's already packed and put into the car so I can just wake up and get going. I was listening to a bunch of podcasts, and this time the thing that stuck out to me was Scott Sigler. He had, I don't know if it was a metacast, but he was talking about his career and going over some mistakes he made or feels that he made over the years. And the one thing I was kind of expecting him to say was Patreon, because I noticed out of all the podcasters and successful ones, the ones that are also kind of living off of their creative efforts, he does not have a Patreon, none that I've seen and none that I've been able to find anyway. So I don't know if he's ever covered that in a podcast or not. Maybe Gary would know, but don't mention it to him. If he doesn't want to run one, it's no big deal, but it's kind of surprising to me. Because among the writers in the lit RPG space, a lot of them, and the whole business model of giving stuff away for free is kind of alive and well. But among those writers, there's a site called Royal Road where they post chapters of books for free for people to read, give feedback on, and to gain a following. And if a writer gets a big enough following, they'll get a book contract from some small publisher, and it's been very successful. And the ones, the other monetization scheme there is that if a writer's popular enough, they'll also have a Patreon page to support their writing, and it's usually something like $5 a month, more or less. And it's surprising how much it's, you know, accepted now, because I had in my head thought it was mostly YouTube and podcasters. I know that's, well, I knew that some writers could make a go at it, but I didn't think it would be as popular as it is. I've seen some Patreon pages that that do much better than some podcasters. I've seen the ones that are pretty well known in podcasting space, and the Patreon pages for the writers are maybe a year or two old, and they do have a tremendous following on Royal Road, giving away not a chapter a day, but maybe five a week, three chapters a week or something like that, and getting $5 a patron. Yeah, it does add up enough for some of them to at least work part-time and then do their writing. If there are the really lucky ones that can get a full-time job out of it, and then take their chapters and wrap that up into a book and sell it on Amazon and Audible and make a real career out of it. So anyway, I'm not sure where I was going with all of this, but I know it must have come across Scott's mind at one point or another. And he was talking as an industry veteran and how the sci-fi book market is kind of, well, a lot different, but that's probably something to be discussed at a later date. Lit RPG is very much centered around fantasy and the gamer, tabletop gaming fantasy tropes and all of that area. Anyway, like I said, it's 11 o'clock. I got to get to bed, so I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.